Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the five Midlands Northwest MEPs have been addressing the Seanad this afternoon on their priorities and work ahead of Ireland taking over the EU presidency. Luke Ming-Flanagan raised the issue of defective blocks and infringement proceedings in Europe. A decision is to be made shortly on whether the nurses at Ardgrena Court in Stranraer will embark on industrial action on Tuesday next, June 2nd. 20 nurses protested outside the facility at lunchtime today, demanding that promises about managerial supervision be kept. Councillor Patrick McGowan is the new Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranraer Municipal District. We'll hear from him during the bulletin. The Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Niall Collins, visited Letterkenny. He'll speak to us as well. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Mark. That's coming up at around 5:45. But we begin with the appearance before the Seanad this afternoon of the five Midlands Northwest MEPs. They've been addressing the Seanad this afternoon on their own priorities and work ahead of Ireland taking over the presidency of the EU on July 1st. There were some heated exchanges in the Seanad chamber when Kieran Mullooly raised the fact that he is asking for clarification on whether any Brazilian beef has come into school meals in Ireland via the UK. A number of senators accusing him of scaremongering. Well, during the debate, independent MEP Luke Ming-Flanagan raised the issue of the infringement proceedings being taken against the Irish government in relation to alleged failures in market surveillance, which led to the defective concrete crisis. He said the commission recently published a letter from the Irish government suggesting that market surveillance objectives are being met and the situation that led to the DCB crisis won't be repeated. However, Luke Ming-Flanagan told the Seanad he's not convinced.
The final thing I want to talk about, and that is defective concretes. I just want to briefly mention the ongoing infringement procedure against Ireland related to the CPR regulation and market surveillance. Last month, the Commission issued a pre-closure letter detailing a list of alleged achievements that the Irish government has managed to convince the Commission in relation to market surveillance. I, and I think anyone who has been involved with the defective blocks campaign, should be highly sceptical of these achievements. I would genuinely love if it was true that the structures were now in place to prevent anything remotely similar from happening again, because the devastation that these families are experiencing is something they should never have to endure. The Commission stated in their letter that, as regards the time before 2020, the Irish authorities have informed us that the market surveillance function operated mainly on a reactive basis by the market surveillance authorities, which suggests that in the period prior to 2020, Ireland may indeed have failed to fulfil its market surveillance obligations under the Construction Products Regulation. Great news, you'd think, not just the bare minimum reactive market surveillance, but as late as of April of this year, Donegal County Council confirmed that market surveillance inspection and testing is generally carried out on a reactive basis only. So we have asked the Commission to keep this infringement procedure open until the Building Standards Regulatory Authority is legally established and operational. The recommended staffing level of 500 professionals is reached. The enforcement model moves from reactive, because this is the law, to a complaint-based model, to a proactive independent testing regime.
And that was Luke Ming-Flanagan speaking in the Seanad this afternoon. A decision is to be made shortly on whether nurses at Ardgrena Court in Stranraer will embark on industrial action on Tuesday next, June 2nd. The action has been voted on and notified to management. Approximately 20 nurses protested for an hour outside the facility at lunchtime today, demanding that promises made regarding 24/7 managerial supervision be kept. The written commitment was given after residents were moved to houses in the community. The protesting nurses are members of both the INMO and the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Jackie Mulhern is the chair of the Donegal branch of the PNA. She described the moment she learned that night and weekend managerial support was not being provided as promised.
We actually were gutted. We went down there thinking this won't take long to see what way they're going to do this. That's actually, we went to the meeting. It's over in Jackson's, thinking this is simple. You know, we're going in here for WRC, but it's, you know, it's just what way they want a wee bit. No, they were just adamant. So we were like, what do you mean? Don't be silly. It's in writing. It was agreed. And no, they just were blank. No. So, yeah, we were kind of gutted. Like, we thought, we've done our part and you just haven't held up your end. Like,
Emma Callaghan is the INMO rep and a staff nurse at the care facility. She told Donna Marie Doherty today that without the support, nurses can't focus their full attention on care.
We work with people with complex needs and, you know, We're very fortunate. We have a really good team here and we have really good staff here. And we work with some amazing people. We care and support some of the most amazing people here in Argyll Court. But it's difficult. And our role as nurses, our responsibilities as nurses, are ever changing because the needs of our service users change on a daily basis. Mm. We want to prioritise nursing care. We want to do our job as nurses. We cannot do that if we are being asked or being directed to carry out duties as managers out of hours at weekends and on night duty. We can't divide ourselves and do two roles at the same time. Something will give, something will be missed, care, and you know, our residents should not have to wait for me to carry out a managerial role while their care is not being given in a timely manner. So yeah, it's, listen, we're just, we've had enough. Nurses have had enough. We've had enough of making do. We've had enough of getting on with it. And we've had enough of, you know, an inadequate out of our services.
And Jackie Mulhern and Emma Callaghan both had lengthy conversations with Don Marie at the picket line this afternoon, or at the protest this afternoon. And you can hear both of those conversations in full on our website, highlandradio.com. Councillor Patrick McGowan is the new Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranooner Municipal District. Councillor Dakota Nick Venman has been elected last Cathaoirleach. Well, Councillor McGowan told Highland Radio News this afternoon that he is honoured by his election, and he says sometimes working at MD level can be challenging.
I have my doubts sometimes about MDs because you're dealing with sort of middle management and a lot of questions we're firing in the air before, more for senior management. You're trying to get decisions made that affects the MD, but they actually have a county-wide responsibility in the sense that, look, really everything is funding-related and you know, the local MD staff can't commit to, you know, funding or committing to another application. A lot of stuff is through the referred back to the SBC for policy, and even then a lot of stuff has been referred to management that, you know, about can they match fund this and can they match fund, and you know, when the council now puts forward projects, whether it's roads, water, heating, we certainly have a lot of challenges. We're the smallest MD in regards to a lot of funding because sometimes we have the busiest roads in the county because our roads, no matter where you go on them, they take you out somewhere across the border, whereas along the coastal, like, you go out and then you come back again. And the fact that, you know, we have a lot of challenges because cross border we do get less money in that, and, you know, particularly in roads. So look, there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of work for it, and that's why it's so important that the staff that's there and the elected members, that we all work as teams. And I must say, we do work together, all the councillors, and that was said today. We do, look, we might have a difference of opinion on different policies in government or oppositions, but when it comes to local here, we do work together.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan. The Minister of State at the Department of Justice visited Letterkenny earlier today. He met with representatives of the Faroga Youth Diversion Programme, which is intended to prevent young people from becoming embroiled in crime. It's a locally based preventative initiative. It seeks to divert people who are involved or at risk of becoming involved away from crime or antisocial behaviour. Minister Collins told Donnery Doherty that in Donegal there is a particular focus on road traffic offences.
Rallying has its positive, that to drive a car responsibly and with the proper awareness, you know, is a key responsibility of all of us. And when you get behind the wheel of a car, you're not driving in a rally. When you're driving on the public roads, you have to drive with obviously due care and attention, and to try and ensure the safety of yourself and your own passengers and also of the other road users and pedestrians.
And I suppose that call will be very much echoed with the bank holiday weekend coming up. Outside of road traffic offences, what types of crimes would they be at most risk of getting involved in?
I suppose the main areas of crime, the whole area of drugs and the whole area of burglary and antisocial behaviour. So what the youth justice workers do is they work with offenders, they build a relationship with them, they try and impress upon them the error of their ways and try and work with them on a future life plan, and they help them also in terms of gaining qualifications and in exploring where they would like to see their lives go, and they support them. They also support their parents. You know, they do sessions obviously with the offenders but also with their parents. And we're also keen, obviously, as well, to roll out the whole area of restorative justice.
And that was Junior Minister Niall Collins. Volunteer crews from the Ornellay and Bundoran have urged people to take extra care around the water. They've responded to 5 incidents in just 72 hours during the recent spell of warm weather. All of the incidents were coordinated by Malinhead Coast Guard. With more, here is Donna Marie Doherty.
The crew were first alerted to reports of a missing child on the local beach who was found safe and well. They then assisted a stand-up paddleboarder who got into difficulty offshore. A member of the public was able to help before the situation escalated. During a training exercise yesterday evening, meanwhile, the lifeboat crew also responded to reports of 2 children in the water at Fintra Beach. Earlier in the day, the volunteer crew were tasked to 2 teenagers who had been swept along by strong currents as far as the Peak, a well-known surf break off the Bundoran coastline. They were brought safely ashore, while 2 additional casualties were rescued from the water of nearby surfers with the assistance of ambulance personnel and Gardaí. Bundoran Ornellay say the recent surge in call-outs highlights the importance of water safety as large numbers continue to visit the coast during the good weather. This is especially as there's currently no lifeguards on duty at local beaches ahead of the 2026 seasonal service.
Well, Finn Mullen from Bundoran Ornellay has this advice for people taking to the water in the coming days.
It's absolutely brilliant to see the warm weather here, and we love to see people in the water. And you can do it very safely just by following some very simple tips. Just always check the weather, looking for those strong winds, which we do have around force 4 to force 6 over the next coming of days, so that could cause problems with stand-up paddleboards, canoes, kayaks, inflatable toys. Don't ever bring those to the beach or the river or the lake. And if you're going to the coast, always carry a means of calling for help on your person, so a phone in a waterproof pouch. So if you get into trouble, you can simply dial 999 or 112. And they're great for taking photos when you're on the water too. So they improve your safety and they provide a bit of entertainment too.
I understand the tides are going to be a little stronger over the weekend, a little higher as well, and that could play a factor in that, something we need to be aware of?
Yeah, it's just always want people to check the tides before they go to the coast. The brilliant thing about tides is, unlike our weather, which is unpredictable, tides are very predictable. So you can look them up online, see what time the low tide is, see what time the high tide is. Remember, they change every day. We do get periods in new moons and full moons when the tidal range is bigger, and that will be happening as we move towards the weekend there. So just to be extra careful on the tides. What catches people out is mid-tide, whenever it's pushing in, because they go down the beach and think, loads of beach left, and then that tide really floods in, because mid-tide's when it floods at its fastest. And the safest time to go for your walk, whatever it is, tide is always just after high tide, because then you know you've got plenty of time, at least sort of 10, 11 hours until the water is back at that level.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
40 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. We'll begin this evening with motorsport. World Rally Championship driver Josh McAleen will make his return to the Irish Tarmac Championship next month, taking on the much-anticipated Donegal International Rally in an M Sport Ford Fiesta Rally 2. The full-time World Rally Championship contender is currently competing at the pinnacle of the sport in a Ford Puma Rally 1, but will take time out of his demanding international schedule to tackle Ireland's most iconic rally for the very first time.
I've spent most of my life growing up watching Donegal, and I can finally say that we'll compete there this year. It's a massive privilege, a lifelong dream, and just want to say a big thanks to everyone who's made it happen, especially M Sport, and we really want to showcase the Fiesta Rally 2 on Irish tarmac, so we want to see everyone there.
The Derry native will be joined by fellow Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy member Owen Tracy on the Donegal stages. Confirmation of McAleen's inclusion comes after former World Rally Championship star Chris Meek revealed last week that he will also take part in the Donegal Rally, which runs from the 19th until the 21st of June and will be launched this coming Friday night. Moving on to soccer, Hamir Halgrimsson says Seamus Coleman's decision to continue playing for his country is a massive lift ahead of friendlies against Qatar and Canada. Coleman played his last game for Everton on Sunday after 17 years with the Merseyside club, and the Killybegs native is still unsure of where he'll be playing his football next season.
I've just finished up last week and was looking forward to coming into these 2 games. There'll be work being done in the background, but as of now I'm looking forward to helping Ireland in the next 2 games and getting on holiday with my family and just seeing what's next.
Well, Ireland boss Halgrimson spoke to the media ahead of tomorrow's friendly with Qatar at the Aviva Stadium, which will be followed up by a trip to Montreal to face Canada a week on Saturday. He says Coleman's qualities as a leader shine through.
Really happy. Obviously, his decision to continue playing for us is massive, and we're delighted with that one. And everybody has been speaking for the last week or even 2 weeks about his qualities as a leader and all of those things. We just like him to feel good as a player with us, and that's our objective. Obviously, he will give in so many other areas as well, so we're just delighted he's continuing.
Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill has signed a new 4-year contract extension. It's a deal that will keep him in charge until 2032. Crystal Palace legend Roy Hodgson believes they are favourites going into their first ever European final tonight. They take on Spanish side Rayo Vallecano in Germany for the Conference League title. The winner will also secure a spot in next season's Europa League. And Hodgson says the team that he supported and managed can make history.
I think they're probably a better team than Rayo Vallecano, so maybe the odds are in their favour, but it would be an incredible feather in the cap of Crystal Palace Football Club to have a European trophy.
Kickoff in Germany is at 8 o'clock. Nuno Espirito Santo is to remain as the manager of West Ham United despite their relegation from the English Premier League to the Championship. The club released a statement saying they believe he is the right man to help them return to the Premier League at the very first time of asking. In tennis, four-time champion Iga Swiatek is through to round 3 at Roland Garros after winning in straight sets 6-2, 6-3 this afternoon. Italian Open champion Elena Svitolina is also safely through to the third round, winning 6-love, 6-4. And 2017 Roland Garros champion Yelena Ostapenko was out, losing in 3 sets to Poland's Magda Linette. In the men's draw, it took 4 sets for 6th seed Andrei Rublev to beat Camilo Ugo Carabelli. And as we came to air, Novak Djokovic is 2 sets up against France's Valentin Royer. In cricket, the Ireland's men's cricketers are underway in their one-off test against New Zealand in Belfast. They are back from their tea break with the visitors 223 for the loss of 4 wickets after 62 overs. And the Balbernese side won the toss and elected to bowl first. Finally, for this evening in rugby, Munster forwards coach Alex Codling will leave his role this summer. He initially joined the province in November of 2024 as a consultant, combined with his position as forwards coach for the Ireland's women's team. He had been working with Munster full-time since last summer, and Codling's departure is due to a new coaching opportunity in the top 14 in France. He's also been linked with Toulon. That is all for now. There'll be more from the sports desk tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Transport Infrastructure Ireland needs a 50% increase in its funding to maintain the road network into the future. Its CEO Logan O'Connor says current funding levels are inadequate for Ireland's 20-year-old transport links. He told an Oireachtas committee meeting on transport today this money must come from the Exchequer, as revenue collected from tolls is already reinvested.
When you build a new motorway network like we did 20-odd years ago, you have almost a honeymoon period for the first while, whereby it sort of doesn't require that bit much maintenance. But as the asset gets older, you need to get into a sort of a rhythm of maintaining that asset to avoid significant interventions that might otherwise be avoided.
A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil delays in accessing treatment for rare conditions are having life-changing consequences for families. Speaking during a motion on the cost of disability, Deputy Pearce Doherty highlighted the cases of Aaron Langan and Dermot O'Sullivan, who both live with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. He said the boys require the drug givinostat, which can slow the progression of the condition, but stressed it must be accessed urgently to be effective. Deputy Doherty told the Dáil that Aaron has now lost the ability to walk.
But the cost of disability isn't just measured in euros and cents. It is also measured in the delays and the dithering of your government. And when I say that, I'm thinking very clearly of 2 young children in my own constituency of Donegal. They're one of 150. Young Aaron Langan from Lahey and young Dermot O'Sullivan from the Finn Valley. I had the pleasure of spending Sunday with young Aaron. Aaron's got DMD. He was here last year demanding that the government allow him access to a drug that was approved by the European Commission. It will be a year next Saturday when that was approved. Demanding early access. He was walking around when that was happening. Today he's in a wheelchair. Without access to that drug, people like Aaron and the other 150 others will not have the quality of life. So I'm asking you to deal with the cost of disability and no more delays, not just in terms of euro, but also in terms of access to crucial medication.
The issue was also raised this this week at a meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum by Councillor Micheál Nochtain. He was told by Regional Executive Officer Tony Canavan the issue is going through the proper considerations and channels and that cannot be interfered with. Councillor Nochtain accepted that, but stressed a price cannot be put on a life. Well, the forecast dry and sunny this evening and staying mainly dry tonight with clear spells. The potential for some scattered showers, mild with temperatures not falling below 11 to 16 degrees Celsius tonight in light to moderate east or southeast breezes. Mainly dry tomorrow with sunny spells. Cloud developing in the west during the afternoon, spreading eastwards during the evening, bringing light rain or drizzle. Top temperatures 19 to 25 degrees Celsius. Moderate southeasterly winds veering southwesterly in the afternoon and evening, freshening on western coasts. The main stories in brief. The five Midlands Northwest MEPs have been addressing the Shannon this afternoon. There were heated exchanges at one point when Kieran Mullooly said he was asking for clarification on whether beef brought in from the UK had ended up in Irish schools that had Brazilian beef among their content. A number of senators took exception to that, demanding that he present proof. Luke Mingflanagan, meanwhile, said that he wants the EU to consider its infringement proceedings against the Irish government in relation to defective concrete. And a decision is to be made shortly on whether nurses at Ardguenya Court in Stranorla embark on industrial action on Tuesday next, June 2nd. Approximately 20 nurses protested outside the facility at lunchtime today, members of the PNA and INMO, demanding the promises made for 24/7 managerial supervision be kept. That's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But from now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 27th of May. The death has taken place of Mary McAlinney, née Diver, Three Trees, Quigley's Point, formerly of Mindoran, Clonmany. Mary's remains will repose at the family home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, going to Sacred Heart Church, Mough, for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to palliative care of any family member, or Comiskey funeral directors. The death has taken place of Audrey Dillis Moody, née Curry, 68 Ballinamore Road, The Cross, Londonderry. Service of thanksgiving for her life in D and R Hay and Sons Funeral Home, 24A Church Road, Athlongavan, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Gortnessy Presbyterian Church Burial Ground. Everyone is welcome to call at the funeral home tomorrow evening from 6 until 8:30. The death has taken place of Kathleen O'Donnell, Glenlee, Killybegs, reposing at her residence this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Eamon Sweeney, Balnabrocky, Fannad, reposing at his late residence this evening and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Tammany Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Eamon Scott Funeral Directors. The Funeral Mass will be streamed live on the Scott Funeral Directors Facebook page. The death has taken place of Tony Riley, Tullagh, Carrigart, formerly of Curlach, County Cavan. His remains are reposing at his home until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 9. Family time both nights after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Friday at 11 in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Seamus O'Donnell, Knockwira, Station Road, Fulcara, reposing at his late residence until rosary at 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 until rosary at 9. House private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass will take place in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, on Friday at 3 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Falkara Community Hospital Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Dugan at her home in Perth, Scotland, formerly of Tullyhillion near Burtonport. Mary's remains will repose in St Columbus Church Acres tomorrow evening, arriving at approximately 6 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11, followed by burial in Belcritch Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Kincashla Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Dennis Canning, Legland Rathmullen, reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9. Shuttle bus in operation from St Catherine's Church, Ochter Lynn, from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Friday in St Catherine's Church, Ochter Lynn, Rathmullen, at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the family plot in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Con MacDade, Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Harry Gibbons, Lucan, County Dublin, formerly of Derora and Letterkenny, reposing at his daughter's home in Dublin until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning to St Mary's Church, Lucan, arriving for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Esker Lawn Cemetery. Harry's funeral mass can be viewed online at churchmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Holly Day Ward, Connolly Hospital. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.